You're listening to the AI Edge, the show that makes AI simple, easy, and practical. From chaos to clarity, AI made easy. Let's cut the chaos.
What happens to your business tomorrow if Jessica doesn't show up?
Just sit in that for a second. Don't answer fast. Actually picture it. Tomorrow morning, Jessica's not there.
And before anybody goes, "Who's Jessica?" you know exactly who she is. Every business has one. She's the one who knows the passwords. She knows which customer is mad and why. She knows where the file is, what the doctor likes, which vendor to call, and what that one note on the invoice actually means.
She's been there forever. You trust her, you like her. Honestly, half of you built this thing next to her. So this isn't us coming for Jessica. We love Jessica.
We love Jessica. The problem isn't Jessica.
The problem is that your entire business is currently being held together by Jessica's memory and a prayer.
And here's the part that stings. You didn't hire a single point of failure, you created one. Slowly. One just ask Jessica at a time.
And this isn't rare, by the way. This is most of you. Studies on workplace knowledge have found that somewhere around 42% of the knowledge a company needs to run is tribal, meaning it only exists inside employees' heads. It was never written down anywhere.
42%. So almost half of how your business actually operates is currently undocumented and walking around on two legs, taking lunch breaks and browsing other job listings on its phone.
Every time something came up and the answer was, "Jessica handles that," you weren't building a team, you were building a dependency. And it felt efficient. That's the trap. It feels great right up until the day it doesn't.
So let's talk about the day it doesn't, because there's always a day.
She takes a vacation, a real one, or she gets sick, or her kid gets sick, or, and this is the one nobody plans for, she gets an offer somewhere else and gives you 2 weeks.
2 weeks to download a human brain that's been absorbing your business for 6 years. Good luck. You can't export Jessica to a PDF.
And here's a stat that should genuinely scare you. Research on knowledge loss found that when a key employee leaves, it can take a new hire 1 to 2 years to rebuild the institutional knowledge that person walked out with. Not weeks, years.
Years. So Jessica gives you 2 weeks' notice, and the actual recovery timeline is 2 years. That map is not mapping in your favor, Chief.
And the second she's gone, you find out how much of your business was actually just stored inside one person's head.
Calls don't get returned because nobody knew she was the one returning them. Project stall, somebody can't find a file, a customer calls in already annoyed, and the new person goes, let me find out and call you back, and you can feel the trust leaving the building in real time.
And the whole office does this thing where everyone slowly looks at each other like, wait, how did Jessica do this?
Nobody knows, because it was never written down. It lived in her head. That's not a system. That's a hostage situation, and you're the hostage.
Let's put real money on it, because this stops being a feeling real quick. The Society for Human Resource Management pegs the cost of replacing an employee at 6 to 9 months of that person's salary by the time you count recruiting, onboarding, and lost productivity. And for senior or specialized roles, other studies put it as high as 1.5 to 2 times their annual salary.
2 times. So your $50,000 Jessica can quietly cost you $100,000 to actually replace. And that's before you count the customers who left while you're standing there going, "Does anyone know the Wi-Fi password?"
And here's the productivity gut punch. Studies show it takes most new employees 8 to 12 months to reach the same productivity level as the person they replaced. So for the better part of a year, you're paying full price for partial output, while your team plays a live-action game of guess what Jessica knew.
And here's the roast. Gently, because we care. A lot of you have known this for years. You've literally said the sentence out loud. Man, if Jessica ever leaves, we're done.
You said it out loud with your whole chest. You diagnosed your own business with a terminal illness and then prescribed it absolutely nothing.
You looked dead at the iceberg, said, "Wow, that is a large and concerning iceberg," and then ordered another drink and asked the band to play something romantic. That's not loyalty to Jessica. That's just cheap.
It is cheap. Let's call it what it is. You didn't want to pay to fix the system, so instead, you placed a very expensive bet that one human being would simply never get sick, never burn out, never have a family emergency, and never ever want more money in this economy.
You're running a six-figure operation on the assumption that a person will behave like a server farm. She will not. Jessica is going to Cabo, David. Jessica deserves Cabo.
And let me name the move owners make instead of fixing it, because it's always the same move. You don't fix the system, you just try to clone Jessica.
We'll hire someone to back her up. So now you've got two people holding tribal knowledge instead of one. Zero documentation and double the salary. Congratulations, you didn't solve the problem. You bought a second copy of the problem and put it on payroll.
And if Jessica trains that backup, she trains them her way, with all her undocumented shortcuts, so now the dependency just has two heads instead of one. That's not a system, that's a hydra.
You can't outhire this. Adding bodies to a business with no system just means more people improvising in more directions. That's not depth, that's chaos with a bigger payroll and a worse Christmas party.
So, here's call to action number one, and it's free, so nobody has an excuse. Before this week is over, scan your own operation. Walk through your business like a stranger, and find every spot where the honest answer is, well, only Jessica knows how to do that.
Bake the list. Write down every single thing that lives in one person's head and nowhere else. The passwords, the customer quirks, the vendor relationships. The, oh, we always do it this way stuff. I promise the list is longer and scarier than you think.
That list is your liability. That's the part of your business that can walk out the door on a Tuesday. You can't fix what you refuse to look at, so go look.
Let me make this real, because everybody thinks their business is the exception. Picture a dental office.
Oh, every dental office has a Jessica. She's at the front desk. She knows every patient by name. She knows Mr. Daniels is terrified of the chair. She knows which insurance always fights the claim. She knows the doctor doesn't take new patients on Fridays, even though it's not written anywhere.
She knows the patient who needs a gentle reminder call and the one who'll no-show unless you confirm twice. None of that is in software. It's in her. So when she's out, the office still technically opens. It just opens worse.
Patients feel it immediately. The warmth is gone. The reminders don't go out. Somebody double books the morning. A claim gets filed wrong. And here's why that's a 5-alarm fire. The average dental patient is worth somewhere between $600 and a few thousand dollars a year in recurring revenue. And that's before family members and referrals.
So patients don't think, oh, Jessica must be on vacation. They think, this office is kind of a mess now. And a couple of them quietly go find the new dentist. You didn't lose a receptionist for a week. You lost the lifetime value of every patient who got the bad week version of your office.
The knowledge walked out the door and took your customer relationships with it. That's the liability in plain numbers.
Now flip it completely. Picture a HVAC company, blue collar, busy, summer.
There, Jessica is the dispatcher. She's got every technician's route in her head. She knows Mike takes the south side because he's faster on installs. She knows which customer has the weird old unit in the attic. She knows which addresses have the dog. She knows who paid late last time.
And it's 101 degrees in July. Phones are blowing up. Everybody's AC died on the same Monday. And that's the Monday the dispatcher calls in sick.
Now nobody knows the routes. Techs get double dispatched to the same job. One customer gets visited twice, another gets forgotten completely. And remember, studies show roughly 78% of customers buy from whoever responds first. So every missed call isn't a missed call. It's a sale you mailed directly to your competitor.
And the forgotten customer leaves a one-star review that says, "Waited all day, nobody came." On the hottest day of the year, when your reputation mattered most. That review doesn't take a sick day. That review lives forever.
And the owner's solution? We need to hire another dispatcher. No, you need to stop running a 6-truck operation off one woman's memory and a clipboard from 2009.
Same business, same trucks, same technicians. The only thing that broke was the one undocumented human everything secretly ran through. That's not a staffing problem. That's a systems problem wearing a Jessica costume and a little name tag.
And here's what scalable companies actually do differently, because this is the whole point. They don't depend on a person to remember. They build the operation so the knowledge lives in the system, not in somebody's skull.
The customer history, the schedule, the follow-up, the reminders, the this patient is nervous note, the this address has a dog note, all of it lives somewhere that doesn't get sick, doesn't burn out, and doesn't take a better offer in March.
That's what we build inside Hello Nexus. We take the stuff that's currently trapped in Jessica's head and we put it into a connected operation. The leads get answered automatically. The follow-up fires on its own. The customer info gets captured once and it's there for everybody, not locked inside one person.
And here's call to action number two. If you want to actually feel what that looks like instead of just hearing us describe it, go to the HelloLLC.io and talk to Izzy. Izzy's our AI agent. Tell her your business runs through one person and you know it. Ask her what it looks like to get 6 years of knowledge out of somebody's head and into a system that holds it.
And Izzy will answer you in seconds at midnight on a Sunday without calling in sick, without a 2-week notice, and without knowing where the good coffee is hidden. Go be a fake customer. Go bother our robot. That's literally the whole point.
And to be clear, this isn't about replacing Jessica. This is about freeing her. Right now, Jessica can't take a vacation because the whole place falls apart. That's not a privilege. That's a prison with a name tag and a stapler.
When the system holds the knowledge, Jessica gets to do the part that actually needs a human. The relationship, the judgment, the warmth. The robot doesn't want that part. The robot wants the part where the schedule and the reminders and the data entry live somewhere reliable.
And your business stops being a magic trick that only works when one specific person is standing in one specific spot holding her breath.
Here's the gut check for every owner listening. If your business would have a bad week because one person didn't show up, that's not a strong team. That's a fragile one with good snacks.
And good snacks are wonderful, right up until it's somebody's last day.
So before next Tuesday, do the uncomfortable exercise we talked about. Walk through your business and find your Jessica. You already know who it is. You knew before this episode started. You probably thought of her name in the first 30 seconds.
And then ask the question we opened with, except actually answer it this time. What happens tomorrow if she's gone? If that answer scares you, don't go hire a backup. Go build a system.
Because the honest truth is, you don't have a staffing problem. You have a knowledge trapped in one human problem, and that is fixable. It's just not fixable with another warm body and a hope.
So here's the big one. Here's where the rubber meets the road. If this episode describes your business a little too accurately, and some of you got real quiet around the dental office part, don't just sit on it. Book a discovery call with us.
This is the discovery meeting. It's a real conversation where we walk through your actual operation, find exactly where your business depends on one person, and show you what it looks like to get that knowledge into a system instead. No 50-slide pitch, no pressure, just clarity on where your business is exposed and what fixing it actually looks like.
Because finding your Jessica is step one. Building the system so you never have to panic about her vacation again, that's the part we actually do. Go to the HelloLOC.io, talk to Izzy, and book the discovery call. Let us take you through it.
The businesses that scale in the next 5 years won't be the ones with the most loyal Jessica. They'll be the ones who finally stopped betting the entire company on a single person's memory.
They'll scan your system, talk to Izzy, book the call, in that order. And go find your Jessica before life finds her for you.
This is the AI edge. Keep pushing the envelope. Drop your biggest single point of failure in the comments. We might break it down on the next one.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Same time, same mission. From chaos to clarity.
Catch you next week.